Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. Just a reminder, if you can't listen live to this program, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com, punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show. You will get every single 2+ years of shows that we've done here. So I hope you enjoy them. Thanks for listening. Spread the word, please. We don't have a big advertising budget here, so spread the word if you like the show. If you don't like it, let me know at GregoryCrawfordBasketball@gmail.com. Simple as that. And we appreciate you listening tonight. And, of course, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But let's get it rolling tonight with a person that starts us off so eloquently each week. Trevor Hopp, the head men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Good evening, Trevor. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really great, Greg. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. And let's start right out, Trevor, with the most. What's the weather like on the Oregon coast?
Oh, man, it has been everything. I think actually our secretary took a picture yesterday, and she took a picture to the south, or excuse me, to the west, and it was totally dark and almost raining, and she took a picture to the east, and it was beautiful sunny. So it's a typical South Coast weather down here today, and but it hasn't been too bad.
Very good. Trevor, I'm going to ask everybody, as I often do, the same question tonight. We'll start it off with this. Since you've been a head coach in the NWAC, what's the most important thing or something that's really great that you've learned about yourself?
Well, there's just been I just think of how much I've grown myself just as a person and as a teacher and as a coach and things like that. Just so much personal growth and that has happened from not only, studying the game and reading and watching it, but also being around so many great people. We have a lot of other great coaches down here in our athletic department that I learn from, and just a lot of great people to be around. And so just a lot of growth and a lot of great people too, not just at our school, but in the NWAC in general too, which is pretty cool.
Trevor, I like what you said there about the coaches in your athletic department, because let's be candid here and call it like it is, as I always try to do this. That doesn't always happen in every school. Sometimes there's some friction that develops. It's not always there. But, boy, when you have your other coaches all pulling for each other, that is a tremendous thing.
Yeah, we feel very fortunate to have that going. And I've been at some other programs where it isn't always that way. And so to have a lot of other coaches kind of like-minded and a lot of other support and the support of your administration. Feel fortunate for that. Feel lucky about that. Enjoy talking to other coaches about, not only their sport, but just coaching in general and whether it be mental aspects or just different things that we can share with each other. That aren't really sport specific, but are coaching specific and just being supportive of each other also. And we're lucky to have that and I'm happy to be a part of that. It's a pretty neat feeling.
Trevor, what is your most important need on your team? Besides, like, everybody wants victories, but for 16-17, what's your most important need on your team?
Well, I think just high character people And, you know, I think we're trying to recruit the right type of young men that are hungry and want to be here and want to be part of our program and part of our school and part of our community. And I think it really starts with character. And if we can find high character guys on and off the court, I think that's going to help us just improve our program. So that's probably the number one aspect we're looking at.
What does high character mean to you personally, your definition?
I think there's a lot of things that go into that, but someone that is a hard worker, someone that is unselfish, someone that's caring, competitive, you know, someone who wants to be part of something bigger than themselves, and you know, they want to better themselves also, though. And there's that fine line between the two. But you know, I think it starts with themselves, inside themselves, and just being a good person at heart, I guess.
In watching the NBA playoffs, Trevor, it's a little bit scary. These guys in the professional basketball at the highest level, the NBA, they're getting so much bigger and stronger. I don't think LeBron James has ever been as strong, as big as he is now. It's a little bit frightening.
I mean, if these aren't the best athletes in the world out there right now, almost every night on TV in the NBA playoffs, I'm not sure where the best athletes are then. If these aren't, they are just amazing. And to see these guys, and like you just said, how big and strong and fast, yet how skilled they are, is really fun to watch. I mean, this is just a great time of the year. I mean, every night you can turn on a game, and you know, there has been some blowout games, but still, they're just to watch these guys is just amazing.
In closing with you tonight, give us a little update on what's happening right now with Southwestern Oregon Community College basketball on the men's side.
You know, just kind of still plugging away with workouts and school in the spring. We signed a nice player. You know, it's a nice guard who we think is really a good shooter and a high character guy, like we talked about, from Salt Lake City, Utah. So we're happy that we were able to get Peyton Christman from Murray High School down there. And we're still working on getting a few more here and trying to help our guys that are here right now, you know, get them going in the classroom and still get them in and get some shots up and do some stuff here in the spring.
Just his name gets you kind of excited. That's a great name he has.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Trevor, have a great week, and we're always during the spring and summer going to take the first Monday of the month off, so we will talk to you in 2 weeks on May 9th when we're going to shake up the program a little bit. Trevor, here's a little tip-off for everybody. You guys are going to interview me. We'll have a little fun with that.
Sounds like a great plan.
All right, very good. That's Trevor Hoff, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in the wonderful Oregon city of Coos Bay, a great spot. Now let's swing up to another great, wonderful Oregon city, Eugene, Oregon. How's the weather down there, Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lake Community College?
You know, it was a pretty good day today. We had sunshine off and on, didn't have any rain. But you never know. Don't hold your breath long because the rain's probably right around the corner. You never know.
And in the lower 80s by Saturday and Sunday, so I know you'll be out running those triathlons like you do this time of year.
Well, I don't know about the triathlons, but definitely probably outside getting a nice hike in or something like that, no doubt.
Bruce, what's the most important thing or maybe something our listeners would like to hear that you've learned about yourself since you've become a coach in the great league, the NWAC?
Well, one thing I think that I've learned is that I'm hungrier than ever to be a coach. You know, I think I'm getting better with age, to sound a little corny, I guess, but I really love what I do, and just whatever circumstances, you know, just I've fallen harder in love and more passionate about being a teacher and a coach and a mentor. So, you know, I think some people maybe when they're doing it after, you know, 20 years or something, might their enthusiasm might be waning for whatever they're doing. But this was my 10th year at Lane and 11 overall in the NWACs. I was a year with Trevor down at Swauk Nation. And but I think it's just our players use a term, hey, coach, I'm thirsty. And they refer to, hey, I want to keep learning, keep getting better and improving, constant self-improvement. And to steal their term, you know, I feel that's a lot like me now in my going into or wrapping up my 10th year at Lane. So I'm glad and proud of that. You know, I'm glad that I'm more in love, or, you know, my love is at an all-time peak for coaching in the game of basketball. So that's good stuff.
As you should be. Very good. Bruce, let me ask you, what's your definition of passionate or passion? It's a word that's really become into vogue in the last couple of years universally. I think it's a great word, but I think our listeners would like to know, what's your definition?
You know, you're right. It has become sort of the go-to word or in vogue word or whatever, however you want to say it. But you can spot a non-passionate person in a heartbeat. You could tell their body language. You know, they talk a great game, but their action game just absolutely sucks. I mean, so it's one of those things, I believe, it's being present, being dialed in, you know, being focused, being able to just put things aside. You know, sometimes we're hungry, sometimes we're cranky, sometimes we're not feeling good, or sometimes, you know, student-athletes have a big test they need to study for, having relationship issues, some kids have money issues, whatever it is, they're able to put that aside and really be present and be focused and dialed into to what they're passionate about, and hopefully it's basketball, no doubt. But you can just spot phonies a mile away, and people that you know, say they're passionate, and their effort and action isn't showing that. So you definitely, I know Trevor talked about having high character guys. That's a must, you know, in any program from Notre Dame to South Florida to Lane State University. But I think that the passion is something that you can really succeed in life and whatever you want to do if you have that passion and you're dialed in and that energy, and nothing's gonna hold you back, kind of thing. It's just like, I have a passion for this. I'm going to succeed at this no matter the obstacles. I'm going to be a problem solver and that kind of thing. So that's really a fun thing to see in young people, is the passion come through with their actions, not their words. You know, you recruit a kid and he's like, blah, I want to be the gym. I want to get shots up. I want to have you work me out. I want this and that. And then, you know, your school year starts and it's like, ooh, this guy's a dud. You know, he says all the right things, but he doesn't have that passion. So it's a key to, in recruiting and getting your team built, that you want to have guys that have that passion that doesn't wane from the game. So it's a challenge at times to find those guys, but got to find them.
Bruce, we've talked about this before on the program, but it bears worth repeating. I don't think it's emphasized nearly enough in sports, the mental aspect of the game. It's so important to be in tune mentally.
Yeah, no doubt. And part of the mental aspect is preaching and teaching confidence to kids. You know, you could tell a kid that a student athlete that's super confident in what he's trying to accomplish and do, and how he's playing himself or playing and how he's carrying himself. And that's from having, you know, a good mental outlook, being positive mentally, you know, having that self pride to do a good job. And be a competitor. The competitive spirit is a mental thing. So, yeah, you hit it right on the head. And there's times I think that any coach you interview would talk about, hey, I feel like I'm a psychologist trying to get the best mental game out of a student kind of thing, you know, get their mind right is what young people call it, that I find amusing. But it's in my vocabulary is, hey, get your mind right kind of deal. So it's a big part of athletics, a big part of life, a big part of relationships. So for sure, that's a great call.
And Bruce, in closing, an update on your team.
You know, just like everybody else, we're grinding it out with workouts here this spring, making sure guys are on top of their academics and just recruiting like crazy. And let the chips fall where they may, recruiting wise. Hopefully, we'll get some good ones in here. We signed two kids already, so just keep it that going. We had a few red shirts this year that I'm excited about, just that time of the year, spring, is trying to get things accomplished and keep building your team for next year, no doubt.
Very good, and be prepared on May the 9th, which will be our next show.
Yes.
You're going to be interviewing me.
Yes, yeah, the roles are going to be reversed. That's good stuff. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun with that. And thank you very much for being a big part of this program since day one. Bruce Chopka, the head men's basketball coach at Lane Community College in gorgeous Eugene, Oregon. Now let's swing up to another great Oregon city, at Oregon City, Oregon, where Clackamas Community College is located. And I often say, if you can't find it, don't go. But Cliff Wagner, championship coach, 41st year in the coaching basketball, tremendous person and coach. Good evening, Cliff.
Good evening, Greg. Thanks for another basketball show. Nice to be on again tonight and hear the other coaches. And
yeah,
looking forward to
it. Thank you. Yeah, they're doing a great job, and I know you will too. Some really fun questions tonight. And speaking of that, you're a championship coach, 41 years. What's maybe the most valuable thing you've learned about yourself since you've been in the NWAC?
I think the most valuable thing I've learned about myself is to stay open-minded, keep looking, keep learning, question myself, review myself, look at film, review game decisions, be a critic, be my own most severe critic. And I think that the thing that I've continued to learn is that there's always more to learn. There's always more to do. And there's always some way you can get better. And just like we always tell our players, you can always be doing something to get better. I feel like you can always be doing something to get better as a coach too.
Cliff, every outstanding basketball coach is an outstanding motivator. Where is the line drawn, though, between motivation and at some point the players have to have their own motivation?
Well, there's sort of a fine line between motivation and abuse at times, I guess. And I think the fine line gets drawn about who's driving who to be what. I think that's got to come from the player. And as a motivator, you have to remind the player of the commitment and remind the player that it's not going to be easy. But he's the one that's got to drive the carriage. He's the one that's got to get in and do it.
I was listening to an interview the other day with, you know, the very successful coach in the NBA, Greg Popovich, who I don't like for one reason when he doesn't play his players. I think the fans are getting cheated, but nonetheless been successful. And, you know, he was talking about he thinks that players nowadays need to be motivated more than they did 10 years ago. I wonder, is that what you've experienced on the NWAC level?
Not necessarily. Some of today's players are just as motivated as they've ever been. We've got those guys that they're always bugging you to get in the gym more. They're always wanting to get up more shots. They're always wanting to get in and work on stuff. You have those guys that we have guys in our program now that we had a hour and a half workout tonight, and they wanted to come back later after class and get in and shoot some more. I mean, there are players that are motivated. I don't know that that's true. I think that it's tougher to get that motivation honed and focused today because there are so many other options, distractions, and fun, entertaining things to do. I don't think that it's the lack of motivation so much as the lack of purpose and organization and goal setting and direction.
You know, speaking of goal setting and direction, Cliff, I know everything that happens during the summer wins ball games in the winter, but when do you like to really start focusing on that opening game? What time of year does that happen?
I think that happens in September when you get the kids back for your first fall workouts and mini camps and those types of things. That's when you have that date circled and you plan out your master plan of what you have to do to get forward to play that first competition. What do you have to have in offensively, defensively? What do your players absolutely have to be able to handle and understand and be prepared for that first game? That's when you start to focus on that. Right now, this is about working out, having fun, running up and down the floor, playing open gym, trying to get better, and trying to develop as an individual, lifting weights, getting to be a better, stronger, faster, quicker athlete, and so forth. So games next fall are a distant smoky off the horizon. Most of us are still trying to finalize our schedules, to be honest with you.
How important, Cliff, have you learned over the years? Everybody hears about team meetings and team discussions and all that stuff, but how important is it to meet individually with players in your mind, being the successful coach that you are?
I think it's extremely important, and I think there are things that you meet individually with a player that you can only be done one-on-one. And I think doing that helps the player understand how much you care about his progress and development, and that will make it easier for that player to take coaching. And when you need to be negative and critical of that player, whether it's technique or performance or effort or attitude or whatever it is, they're a lot more likely to understand that you're coming from a frame of reference, that you're trying to improve them as a person and a player rather than simply be critical of them. So I think those kind of meetings are very, very valuable, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy at this stage of my coaching career with just teaching a few part-time classes, is I'm able to do that with players quite often. We have a sheet, and it's an ongoing dialogue, and we try to meet with players every couple weeks and just kind of review where they are and what their goals are and what they need to do and what they've done well.
You know, any successful coach in any sport is usually known for their candor, and you're that way too. What is your single biggest need for 16-17 to be a winning team?
We've got to reestablish our Clackamas attitude and culture about how we do things. We've got some good players back. We've got players back at each position. We do have a tactical need for a bigger guard, a couple of bigger guards, actually. But we feel like we've really got some good pieces back. We're going to continue to look at players, evaluate them. We've had some really nice players in the gym, and our goal is what it usually is. You know, by the end of May, we want to have players signed and in place. We're not in a big hurry. We're still evaluating. We're still meeting a lot of really, really neat kids, and had a couple of really, really nice young men in the gym tonight for a workout. So we really enjoy that part of the process. And as far as our needs, we're just trying to get a few more players, the best players available at the positions that we always need. You know, we need one more post kid. We need one more sizable guard. We need a little more help at the point, and we need a few more shooters because those are some of the things we've lost. But I like the nucleus we have back, and we're looking forward to adding some nice high school players coming in.
Cliff, final question for you. How important is it to have a culture in sports, or let's break it down to Clackamas Community College, as you mentioned, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't like Duke for one reason or another. Because they win all the time, but it's safe to say that Mike Krzyzewski's developed a culture there. It's safe to say that Cliff Wagner has developed a culture at Clackamas. It can be intimidating at times, I would think, for the opposition.
Well, hopefully it is. You know, sometimes we struggle to just get our kids, our Clackamas teams, early on in season to understand that we do have that culture and how hard teams are going to play when they come in there, because for certain teams, beating Clackamas is a big, big deal. And we're proud of that, and we want it to stay that way. But we just need our players to understand that that's part of the culture too. So, you know, we also have expectations that the culture, how you act, what you do in the classroom, how you act on the floor, and the culture of winning and competing at the highest level with the highest level of sportsmanship possible, that's the culture that we want to establish every year and be consistent to.
Very good, Cliff Wagner. We'll talk to you again Sunday night on the Small College Hoop Show. Tremendous job. You've been with us since day one. You're a terrific basketball coach and a terrific person. I'm humbled to know you, and have a great week.
Thanks, Greg. I'm looking forward to going on the road with Brian Stamm, our associate head coach. We're going to a clinic in Las Vegas, so I'll be calling you from Las Vegas for the Sunday night show. So
we always
again
love it
another...
when you do it down there. It's terrific. Good night, Cliff. Good night, listeners. Thanks for making this show highly successful, and spread the word. As I said earlier, we don't do any advertising, so it's all word of mouth or social media, and we appreciate it. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to make your free throws.